Hi, my name is Michael John Pena. I'm a Microsoft MVP for Windows Development. In this video, I'm going to give you an introduction to continuous integration for Windows 10 app development, or also known as the Universal Windows Platform. Let's get started. These are the prerequisites needed. Our machine should be running on Windows 10. Install Visual Studio 2015. Since we are developing for Universal Windows Platform, we'll be needing to install the Windows 10 SDK. You'll be needing a Visual Studio Team Services account with an associated Microsoft account. So what is continuous integration? According to Martin Fowler, continuous integration is a software development practice where members of a team integrate their work frequently. Usually, each person integrates at least daily, leading to multiple integrations per day. For others, it might mean creating integrated software builds upon trigger. This trigger might mean a developer checking in to source repository, or a scheduled weekly build, daily build, or even hourly build. A designated agent will build the software. In a nutshell, what we want is a working software. So if a new feature has been added and checked into the source repo, the build server will build it for us to ensure that the code check-in will not cause the app to break on a target platform and configuration. What we want to avoid is when someone checks in his or her code, it breaks the codes of others. So in a way, we are ensuring that the merge code works. The agent can also run the unit tests you wrote. This will assert that the functionalities of your code still remains the same. For example, if developer 1 is working on a feature, developer 1 checks in his code with unit test. Provided that his code works, and the unit test pass, the build was successful. Then developer 2, on the other hand, is working as well on a feature that might affect or is dependent on developer 1's code. Developer 2 gets the latest code and merge the feature she worked on. With continuous integration, the build server will check if the build is successful, as well as if the test developer 1 and 2 wrote still pass. If there are some build errors, such as compilation errors and unit tests failing, the dev team can get the feedback on hand where the error came in. Meaning, developer 1 and 2 can easily track from the build server if the merge code they worked on still functions or behaves as the business requires. Then, if there are errors, they can fix the issue right away. Let's start the demo by going to the Visual Studio Team Services page. Let's start by creating an account. Click Get Started. You need to log in to your Microsoft account in order to proceed to this page. Once you are able to log in, enter your full name, contact email, the country or region, and the account URL you want to set. Then create your account. After creating your Visual Studio Team Services account, in my case, I named it as Pinatubo, let's now create our first project. I named it Growth Mountain. Choose your process template. In my case, I chose Scrum. Then choose your version control. I chose Team Foundation version control. Then create project. Once you're done creating your project, you will now be redirected to the dashboard page. In here, you can manage your work, collaborate on code, or continuously integrate. For the sake of demo, I'll just focus on creating some simple work items, check in my code, then throughout check-ins, I will automate a build. So now, I created some work items. What I'm planning to do is that every time I check in a functionality, I need to associate those code to a work item. For this demo, I'm going to invite myself to be part of the team by going to the team members page. Okay. And there you go. I'm now invited to the team. If you go to the code tab, you'll notice that you don't have anything yet in this repository, except the build process templates. So our objective is to push the code, our Windows 10 app code, in this repository. For now, let's just set up our build. You can either go to the build tab or go directly by clicking this build button set up here. Out of the box, it now supports the Universal Windows platform. Let's choose that. Next, in the settings tab, we need to choose the repository type. It should match the repository type we chose for our project. In this case, Team Foundation Version Control. Then next, we need to choose the agent that will run our process. For now, let's just use hosted. The hosted agent means it's the one provided by the Visual Studio Team Services. Then, we have an option to do a build every check-in. So let's click that. You'll now be redirected to the build tab. The template creates the necessary steps for you to build the project. First is the NuGet installer. The NuGet installer is needed so that you can resolve all the dependencies packages you need in order to build your project. You have the option to disable the local cache or add in some NuGet arguments. In the control options, you can enable it or not. You can continue an error, meaning it will just proceed if the resolving of packages fails, and an option to always run. The next is the Visual Studio build. This is the most important step in this build definition. It acts as if a Visual Studio is running MS Build to build your project. You can choose what version of Visual Studio you want. But in this case, since it's a Windows 10 application, we're gonna choose the Visual Studio 2015. Next is the index sources and publish symbols. With indexing, it allows you to use your PDB symbol file to debug an app on a machine other than the one you use to build the app. Lastly, is to publish build artifacts. It will copy binaries and other files you need from your build process into an artifact on your own server. These files can be shared and can be downloaded by the team. Let's now explore the other tabs. Let's start with the Options tab. You have an option for a multi-configuration. You can automate the creation of a work item upon failure. You can probably file it as a bug. Then you have an option to allow scripts to access the OAuth token. Let's now go to the next tab, which is the repository. You can change the repository type, the repository name, and set it to clean. You can also label the sources. You can also change the mappings for the map and cloak. Then let's go now to the variables. The variables, since this is a Windows 10 application, you can see in the build platform, we're targeting an x86, x64, and ARM. Meaning, in this build, it will build for all those three different platforms. And we're setting it to release mode. Let's go now to triggers. In triggers, you have the option to every when do you want to build it. We are setting it now to continuous integration, meaning in every check-in of a code. You can also set a scheduled build, wherein you need to set the time and schedule when do you want to schedule the build. In the general tab, you have an option to change the default agent queue, as well as other configurations. In the retention, you're setting a rule to up to when do you want to archive this builds. In this case, it's kept until 30 days. Then on the last tab is the history of the builds. Now, let's save this and name our build. Let's just name it UWP definition. And you can enter a comment. Now let's open Visual Studio and create our first project. Go to the Universal tab and click on the blank app. And let's name it Growth Mountain. And on the lower right portion, let's add it to the source control. Let's use Steam Foundation version control. And just click OK. You will now see that you now have the plus symbol on your solution file, meaning these files are not yet added to the source control. Let's check it in. Right click, check in, and write a comment. I'll just say it's an initial setup. Then add a work item by ID. So in this case, the one I created a while ago, the initial setup, it's now associated. And these are the included changes. Now press check in. Okay, let's now check the team services if it triggered an automatic build. Go to the queue, and there you go. You can see that the build has been triggered. Let's just wait until the build finishes. Now the build has finished. Now let's check our code in Team Services. If you see, there's now the success symbol, meaning this has been built successfully. Now, using this account and without using Visual Studio, let's just try to mess around with the code. For example, let's change the code in AppSamlCS. Let's edit. Probably, I'll remove this line of code. And save it. By clicking that save button, it will trigger a checked-in. Now, let's go back to the builds. And go to the queued. And another build has been triggered. Let's wait and see the result of this build. As expected, the build failed. Now, we can go to the logs to see further what caused the error. And on the red margin, we can see that the AppSamlCS is causing the error. Now, let's just fix it. Now, let's go back to Visual Studio. Fix the issue by reverting the changes. First and foremost, you need to get the latest version. Then once you get the latest version, go to the Team Explorer, Source Control Explorer, right click on that repository, then click on Rollback. Then let's search for that change set. Just find that one, the updated AppSumMLCS. Click OK and click Rollback. It now rolls back the code. Now, if we go back to Team Services, you'll notice under the work items that a bug has been issued. Then, the next thing we need to do is just check in the changes. Go right click, check in, attach the work item, and fix the issue. Now, the build has finished, and it's successful. Let's go back to the source control, and from failure, let's refresh this page. Now we can see success. Lastly, what if we want to register our own agents? In this case, I'm using an Azure virtual machine. Now, go to the portal page, go to settings, click on Agents Pool, then click on Download Agent. It will prompt a download. Now when the download have finished, extract the tool. Once extracted, run the configure agent. Make sure that you run it as administrator. And fill up the form. It will then prompt you to log in on your Microsoft account. After the setup, you can now see your agent. You can now use this for build. Let's try. Now, let's trigger another build. But this time, let's use that agent. And you cannot run multiple platforms at the same time. Let's wait for the build to finish. And there you go. Build succeeded. Thank you for watching. If you want to contact me, you can shoot me an email or join me in my social networking links. Thank you.